From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tossed Popcorn is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, I'm Liana Holston.
And I'm Sienna Jekyll.
And welcome to Tossed Popcorn, the podcast where two idiots watched every film on the AFI's 100 greatest American movies of all time, the very slightly less racist 10th anniversary. And are now watching other movies, other films.
Today, yep. This podcast this podcast is a safe realm for people who don't know anything about movies. Today, we're watching Spirited Away.
You shitballs got a problem. Now get back to work!
Something that we either chose or maybe listeners chose it. We can't remember. But we did watch it. Warning, there will be spoilers about this animated old film.
That's true. You know what? Let's just dive right into it.
Let's do that.
Like it's the water from the movie. Can okay. I please hear your prediction for this?
You know the water from the movie?
There's a lot of water in the movie.
There is a lot of water. There's a lot of water in the movie.
Thank you. I refuse to have my analysis slandered.
Excuse me.
Hi, Liana. It's Sienna. Can you hear that it's raining outside?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to watch Spirited Away. I've seen this movie many times. I'm a big fan of Miyazaki movies. Mm. I suppose. okay. I've seen a lot of them in childhood.
I said a big fan, but like some people are really big fans.
Some point in my adulthood.
I'm so sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm sure I will still be surprised by things and enjoy things all anew.
Oh my God.
I predict that her parents will turn into little piggies.
Little
I predict
piggy.
That she will pull a bunch of gunk out of a big bathhouse monster with no face.
A little, it makes
name
it up
no
there.
Face.
Mix
name
it up
no name.
A little bit.
Interesting. Good makes memory.
Boy, we're going to have to find out and see. And there will be an old lady with a big wart. And a big baby. I love you. Goodbye.
Yes.
Okay, I did hear big baby scream into your ears, even through the mic.
Maybe I need to. Oh, do you know what it is? My laptop was at full volume for that.
You endured the whole thing at full volume. I'm so sorry.
I'm an idiot.
The reason I
am the dumbest person I know.
Distinguished about the Miyazaki film thing is that I said I'm a big fan, and like, yes, that's true. But also, some people are like big fans. You know, like there's like real like Miyazaki heads, like Disney heads, and things. And I don't want to. I'm not at that level of expertise.
You're not that
or familiarity by any means. But I had I saw some as a kid, and I was like, cool.
Yeah. That's how I feel when I mention enjoying anything, and then people are like, tell me more about it. I'm like, I'm not at that level of familiarity.
I'm not at that level of familiarity. Like, I I just level enjoyment,
vibes,
which is enough.
We're good. Yeah.
Okay, Leon. Okay. Well, I'd love to hear your prediction for Spirited Away.
You know what? Here it is.
Hi, Sienna. It's Liana. Oh, I'm about to watch Spirited Away.
Holy shit.
I do not want to watch Spirited Away right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I predict pigs and that really fucked up guy.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know which one I'm talking about. This movie is spooky. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's true.
You know? And I can only apologize. It is, all of that is still true and I stand by it, but I also would like to apologize just for the mood.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Your voice was at a different octave.
I know. I think, do you know what? It was the first thing I did when I woke up. That's why.
No, that was clear.
I walked out of my room. I said to my flatmate, I can't believe I have to watch Spirited Away right now. And they were like, oh my God, I can't believe you have to watch Spirited Away right now.
It is. There's a lot of the most like potent and beautiful art of different sorts. It'll be like, oh, do you like it? And I'm like, it's not really about that. It's a profound experience. And it's not for every time.
It's this not one, for every time.
I think this one is on the spectrum of that sort of experience.
The spectrum of being for every time.
the spectrum of not being for every time. Hear me out. Because some people
spectrum.
Oh, I watched them a lot as kids. They meant a lot to me. It's a great animated, cute experience, or it's like an artistic experience that I love and I have a lot of like nostalgia about. Or for some people, it's like they have less of that associated with it. And it's just, again, like a kind of intense and melancholy film.
Yeah, it really is. It's those for sure.
It's a lot. I felt similarly. I was like excited, but I'm like, whew. Buckle up.
Buckle up, bucko. Buckle up.
And listeners, why don't we buckle up as well? And get ready for a ride down podcast lane.
Mm-hmm. Honk, honk.
Honk, honk. Here we are entering phone
Here
notes.
Here we come.
Nope.
No.
We are very far from that, actually. Why don't we start
still
with
a few
little
stations away?
Why don't we start with a little, hey girl, what's going on, girlfriend?
Hey girl. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I got a massage and a facial yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
And at both of them, I was insulted.
Why? Why? Tell me more.
At the massage, and obviously we all knew this going into it. The person who gave me the massage was like, your back is so tight. Your shoulders and back and legs and neck are so tight. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, it took 50 minutes for your muscles to relax. And I was like,
I know. So
right, that's why I'm here. I was tense again right after that. And I went straight from that to the facial, which was a Christmas gift. I had a little gift card for a facial. And I was like, today's the day. And I went in there and I was like, wonderful, relaxing, here we go. And I laid back in the little chair. And the first thing that the person said was, oh my God, you have tired eyes.
What? That's just incredibly rude. Oh my God.
And then
God,
she told me that my jaw is unbelievably tense. I'm absolutely deeply dehydrated. And she went to give me a shoulder massage while this LED mask thing was on my face. And she touched my shoulders, just barely grazed them. And she said, oh, God, it's rock solid down there. I had just come from a massage and I was already tense. I was rock solid. So I've been drinking a lot of water. And do you know what? I don't like that. I don't enjoy peeing, and I've been peeing so much. And that's why I don't do it in the first place.
You don't enjoy peeing?
I really don't.
Life must be hell for you.
Oh my God, existence is a prison. It takes time out of my day. My ass gets cold because it's cold everywhere, especially on the toilet seat. So then I'm even more tense than before I went to pee. But I was tense then too because My extremities became very chilled from having to pee. I just really, like, what am I supposed to do in there? It's not a productive time for me, being on the toilet. I don't enjoy that.
Wow.
And it's taking away from the rest of my day. Do you not, you don't feel that way?
I could make a comment on that, but I think all of that just speaks for itself. I'm just going to let the listener sit with that. I don't think there's anything I could say to highlight. You don't like the 4 minutes you're unproductively on the toilet?
I really don't. I dislike it so much.
I love peeing.
Really?
Some days when I had nothing to do in deep unemployment moments, my whole day was about peeing. Just drink as much water as possible. And then I'm like, oh, it's time to pee. I must be flushing out so much bad stuff.
Wow. No, I genuinely hate it.
I wish I could eliminate it. That is so funny.
I'm shocked that we as humans are not
evolved past
it. Haven't come up
yeah.
with something.
No, I get it. I get that.
The bladder should be like the appendix. It should be a redundancy.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. What can I say? What can I say? Because I've been doing a gig. Basically, I've been adjusting to having basically a 9 to 5, an 8 to 7.
Oh, God.
Or an 8:30 to 7. And, the other day I've been really just like tired and like having not the best days. And the other day I went to bed 2 hours earlier and I woke up and I was like, Oh,
isn't that kind of devastating?
It was everything. In
it
life.
Takes away so much like fun time.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I have to just cut the evening short, but hold on. Let me play.
Yeah.
You
have to just go to bed.
But boy, did I feel good in the morning. I felt so good.
Did you find, I found this getting back into the like full-time schedule. The first couple days I was like, yeah, hell yeah, having a job.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And then by the end of day two, I was like, I have to go back again?
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know. For those of us who like graduated and then went right into the pandemic and like we weren't part of like a regular workforce.
Yeah.
Right away. Like the idea that I need to just keep going, I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm. Especially, or like for people who have like part-time jobs that are multiple, the concept of going to the same place
exactly.
5 days in a row is like, huh?
Exactly. Totally. I'm like, this is a gig, because this is a gig, but it's at a studio. So
baffling.
It's like,
okay.
It's like a week-long thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, since it's a short amount of time, I'm like, am I allowed to like go to appointments? Because it's not like it's just ongoing.
Like, yeah, like what rights do you
it's
have?
One
how many
month.
Appointments do you have? Do you get a lot of appointments lined up?
I have a lot of appointments coming up. You know, how do I manage all my appointments?
No,
I finally got a dermatologist to respond. So I need to jump on that.
Well, I got no segue. I had something for a second and then I lost it. Oh, you said decrepit.
Yeah.
Like a decrepit old man.
Yeah.
And speaking of decrepit old men, Sienna.
Yes.
Could you please give us a synopsis of a film that features a lot of decrepit guys?
Yes. I know exactly the guy you're talking about, and I forget what his name is.
Yep. That's going to be how this goes.
I know.
It also might not be the guy I'm thinking of.
Well, don't worry, because I don't mention any of them. Okay.
Perfect.
Spirited Away. Hayao Miyazaki brings us the tale of Chihiro, a young girl moving to a new town with her parents. They stumble upon an abandoned theme park and get swept up into the spirit world. Her parents are trapped as big hogs. And Chihiro must find a way to get them back and return home, which requires her to get a job unrealistically quickly. So messed up. She just boom, gets employed. A boy dragon called Haku, a giant baby, a ginormous old craggly girl boss, and a voiceless masked monster nerd.
Oh.
The end.
No! Stop doing that thing where you just list names and it's not actually a sentence.
That is like exactly what a movie is in my brain.
Oh my God.
Oh, that movie, yeah. It's a boy dragon named Haku. It's a giant baby, ginormous, craggly girl boss, and a big voiceless monster nerd. Yeah, there you go. There's the movie.
The end.
The end.
Yeah, basically.
She ends up going
basically,
home.
Basically, yeah.
Did you just start a new job surrounded by characters you just don't understand and you're scared and cry in your bed? Truly very relatable. We'll be right back.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Oh. If there's one thing that's ever confused me for my entire life, my whole life, I was born...
Uh-huh. Born, good start.
I was raised for a while, and I took things in and perceived things as a child. And one thing that really frustrated me was when something would end where a character wasn't allowed to look back, because I'm like, what does that mean? Why?
Really?
And now I'm older. Mm-hmm. And there are still a number of stories where that'll be the case, and it still frustrates me to my core. Because why not?
Yeah, wonder if it's very... I don't know.
Why not? Well, let's get into the movie, shall we? Shall we...
Let's please.
Spirit
away.
To phone notes?
Can I tell you, all week I have been laughing at Spirit is away.
Spirit is away.
It's like the horse has a secretary. It's like, I'm so sorry, Spirit is away. May I take a message?
It's the away email.
Spirit is out of office.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wait. Did you watch the dub or the sub? Okay. So welcome everybody to Phone Notes, where we talk about the movie. We talk about the movies we took on the phones. We talk about the notes we took on the phone. Where we talk about the notes we took on our phones while watching the movie.
Yeah.
Liana, your first note is it's so much creepier with dubbing. So did you watch?
I started with the dubbing.
Okay.
And then halfway through, I was like, I can't do this anymore. It's freaking me out.
Yeah.
And I switched to subtitles, Japanese with subtitles.
So had you first seen, you've seen it before, right? You'd seen it before this?
I've seen it before and always dubbed. Always I have seen it dubbed.
Never subbed?
I don't think I've seen it that many times. I think I've maybe seen it like two or three times
right.
And always as a child.
Yeah.
When I was not presented with like options.
I did watch it with the dub this time. I started with the sub and then I was like, mm-hmm. I have to be writing notes and things like, I'll just take it back to basics, which is, I justified that this is like kind of trying to experience something that I've watched before. Though yeah. It was a toughie because definitely like, I don't know where people fall on this dub, but I assume the sub is always the preferred. With most
I
stuff,
definitely
so.
Preferred the subtitles. I was still absolutely spooked out as hell by many of the things. But it was far less like uncanny, you know?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Sienna, and I feel like this is going to apply to a lot of moments in the film. You noted, you better believe I'd eat the shit out of this shit. Is it the food?
Yeah,
that
the parents are eating the food, like I'm not sure, I wouldn't just take something that was sitting around, but if it was in any way verified.
Yeah, what would you do if you were moving and you came upon a cursed abandoned amusement park that you had to access through a spooky tunnel? Would you eat the food?
If my parents were like, it's all right, try it, I'd be like, delicious, this looks so good.
I would have been in the car so the whole delicious. Time. If there was one thing I was going to do as a child, it was nap in the car while my parents had to go inside somewhere.
Oh, that sounds great. Oh, I would love to nap in a car
napping.
Right now. I was napping. Wow. Oh.
No, come back.
Wait, I have to go real quick.
No.
That looked delicious. When she brings, I guess it's just rice, but it seems like there's a little something extra in there. I can't explain it. For breakfast,
well, something.
Before it gets absolutely... shriveled away by the stench of the big like sludge monster thing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Stink monster.
Yes. The big stinker. Yeah. It's called something like that. That's not far off.
It's not right. The big stinker. Yeah, the English translation, it sort of
not
translates
to be confused.
It translates loosely to the big stinker.
Cousin to the little stinker, who's a delightful little guy. But the big stinker is an absolute menace who you do not want at your establishment. The
Liana,
big stinker.
One of your first notes says they're getting slapped by a frog. When did that happen?
Oh, I was holding on by a damn thread. I did not recall that this movie was so much frog.
There's a lot of frogs in here.
Most of the characters, I would argue, were frogs.
Are some variation of a frog. Yeah, I can see
and
that.
And that took me by surprise. Now, are frogs a big part of Japanese culture? Or
I'm not sure.
Legend?
I'm not sure.
I don't know either. Two white idiots. Ask into the abyss.
No, it's a good question.
Why so many frogs? I didn't know, and I was surprised. Hmm. At one point, there's a line that's like, that's frog work. And I was like, what? So we're also in the world acknowledging that there's a lot of fucking frogs around?
Huh.
Okay. Oh, here's a question. Which of the spirits were your favorite?
Oh, okay. Well, you gotta love that radish. That radish?
I knew that you were going to like that fucking radish thing.
Did you?
No. I hated it.
You hated it?
It looked like a bad manatee.
It looked like a bad man. It looked like a bad man.
That did not look like a good man.
Wait, which ones did you like? Did you like the, oh, I know what you like, bitch. I know what you liked. How about the... How about those, like, the little birds? The yellow birds with the lily pad on their head?
Yes! I loved them!
So cute.
The vacant-eyed ducks. Yeah. I loved so much! I really, really enjoyed that.
They were delightful. They were delightful.
I loved them. And then at the end, we'll get into more of my fave characters, but absolutely the ducks with nothing behind their eyes, I was obsessed with. And I knew also that you would like the radish spirit.
Yeah, I did. So big.
Yep.
So big and chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are noticing all these frogs. I'm surprised you're so surprised by that. I feel like they're also just lend themselves well to like sort of a cartoon environment.
But it was so many frogs.
They have great
it was
movement.
Such a majority frog populace.
Yeah, I guess it seems like they kind of just chose to make this world have a big frog workforce.
Maybe it's because it's a bathhouse
frogs.
And they're amphibians.
They work there and it's either frogs or women. It's genuinely frogs or human women.
But a lot of the women kind of look like frogs.
Huh.
They're of course sexualized to hell.
Uh-huh.
But they do have frog-like features.
Huh. Fascinating. The specific animation style is very, very, like, it's interesting that it's able to be very comforting to children. Just like the actual shape of the children in his movies will be like, you know, kids know to perceive this as like, yeah, this is for me. This is a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot about
but
it that's like.
Not. Yeah.
There's a lot going on. And I don't even remember all the like goopy, horrible stuff as much as a kid. I think I blocked it out or
goopy.
I was just like, scary. But I loved all
the speaking of work, you noted he's airdropping her instructions for how to get a job. Such a homie.
That's so
true.
Funny. He puts his hand on her head and he's like, all right, here's where you go. You're going to walk down here. You're going to go over here. You're going to go to that guy. You're going to say, hey, I want a job.
Profile.
He's going to say no. You're going to say, okay, I still want a job. You're going to keep, just keep it going and you're going to get a job. All right.
What you and I need to do is we need to find a bird woman who took an oath to give anyone a job who asked for one. Do you remember that line?
Is that what it was?
Yeah. She was like, oh, I can't believe I agreed to that oath. To give anybody a job who asks. Something like that.
Yeah, we need to find more people who are bound by oath.
Where are all these people bound by oath?
To employ us.
Did that get like deregulated or something? What happened
she got
to
a job
the being
so
bound by an oath?
Fast, despite not knowing how to do anything.
She got a job and lodging.
Yeah.
My God.
Liana, you said, I just remembered that we're going to have to look at an enormous and annoying baby. Liana, I really wanted to know how you felt about this baby. Did I say something to you about it? Say something about baby?
You did. Sienna, you said, Liana, is anything scarier to you than this giant baby? Very little scares me more than the giant baby from
giant.
Spirit is Away. I can't. The giant baby who is so strong and has a full grasp of language. And why? We don't know. But when that giant baby became a fat little mouse, I loved that mouse so much.
I knew you would.
Uh-huh.
I knew you would.
Those little thoughtless birds.
Oh.
And that fat, fat little mouse.
Oh, I love that fat mouse.
Kept saying, chew.
Chew.
Oh my gosh.
The chew.
I wished, I was so disappointed when it turned back into a baby.
I know. It was so cute. I loved that thing as a kid so
that
much.
Little tiny mouse. It was so plump.
So plump. So
like
cute.
Like a little tiny dumpling.
Oh, Liana, you said, Haku, your name is Hot Dragon.
What? Okay. Do you think that this dragon is hot? Do you not think that the dragon is hot?
I don't. Yeah, what can I say? Here's what I think. I don't not think that the dragon is hot, but
okay.
I wouldn't have thought to think the dragon was hot. Does that make sense?
Since I was a babe, I was born. I perceived
uh-huh.
I existed for a time. And then I saw that hot dragon and I said, that's for me.
So the dragon or the
boy? My sexuality is that hot dragon. No, no, not the boy.
The dragon.
The dragon. That dragon was so tall and so haunted. Oh my God.
And you know he's a boy underneath. You know,
no,
he's a boy inside.
That is a hot dragon. I don't need to hear anything else. I am sold on the hot dragon with too many paper cuts who's like bleeding out. I wow. love that.
Wow.
That's hot.
I really
so
wanna...
maybe this was a formative experience in some ways, mm-hmm. seeing it at a young age.
Mm-hmm. I loved the little spider potion maker guy because he had a mustache, which when I was a kid, that made me inherently trust any character. Which is funny because
that is fascinating.
Which I didn't have. I just thought it made every character so adorable. I didn't have any like male figures in my life who had mustaches. Really,
mustaches?
Wow. I don't
my
know.
My dad had a mustache.
Really?
But I did not trust this.
That's fun.
This arm guy. He had too many arms. That's too many arms.
I love him.
And they're any length at any given time?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Uh huh.
We have two very similar notes.
Okay.
Your final note that you bolded is, it's too beautiful, dot, dot, dot. There's so much I don't understand.
And your final note is, wow, her parents still don't like her.
But before
oh,
that,
no, no, no. You wrote,
we'll get to that.
Very stunning, gorgeous, beautiful, but I am confused.
Uh-huh. I was confused. But what I will say, I think this'll be reflected in my rating of the film.
Yeah.
I respect the artistry of this movie a lot. And the landscapes and the stills from it where there's not any characters on screen.
Yeah.
I find so beautiful. And
yeah,
the design,
really,
like
really
the
art.
Interior design, very gorgeous. I hate looking at most of the characters and the majority of the plot.
Yeah, I understand that.
So it's very confusing. It's a confusing, as you said, I think melancholy is really the right experience. Adjective.
I feel I've either matured to appreciate it more or forced myself to appreciate it more through my life.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because of how I felt about it as a kid. Yeah, I do think it's like these tend to be very meaningful to the people I've met who have some actual like cultural tie to Japan. Obviously, these are like very important movies. I'm sure they felt very represented as kids and everything. But like, I do get confused by Miyazaki a lot. And it's because when I was a kid, I wanted a very American happy ending without even realizing that's what I was waiting for.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're so used to seeing that. Where it's often not that type of happy ending. It's like a leaves you with questions. And even though it's like, you know, everything ends up okay, it's like, all right, that was an experience you had and you have to move forward now, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, it was very uncomfortable. It's kind of an uncomfortable thing to sit with.
Very uncomfy. Yes. I felt unsettled.
Mm-hmm. And what's funny about there being like that nostalgic tie to it is that it's like, now I'm maybe more, I can handle movies that make me feel uncomfortable or leave me with unanswered questions more. But as a kid, it just really frustrated me. And I still have a little bit of that like inkling of frustration, you know?
Yeah.
Though I will say I appreciate it a lot more now.
Are you a big stinker? Get in the tub. You've got 3 minutes to scrub up. We'll be right back.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Well, should we walk through the tunnel into our next segment?
Absolutely.
Badges and Trages?
Absolutely, please.
Absolutely, please.
I just would like to acknowledge that, which we didn't, that your final notes, the number of them are how much you love the Fat Mouse, and I just love it. So I think it's a perfect time to move on to Badges and Trages, where perhaps we'll hear more about that.
Oh, you sure will.
Where we give badges for buns,
mm-hmm.
for buns and other foods, and mm-hmm. trages for tricksters yeah. who get into trickster your bathhouse spirits. And eat everyone.
Yes. Yes. Oh. I have a badge for, I love these birds. I love those birds. They look like if you pressed them in the belly, they would squeak.
Which birds?
Oh, any of the birds. The birds that you mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love them.
Yeah, the bath birds. It's like, who's that character in Toy Story who squeaks?
Wheezy?
Yes, they reminded me a lot of Wheezy, similar shape. Totally. And I feel like they would make the same sound.
I did wonder, you could really feel like this was like the same time as Pixar. I can't really explain, but there was a some sort of tie between what was going on in animation at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? It yeah. was cool to be a kid when we were kids, I gotta say, for the number of breathtaking okay. animation we had. My first badge is for those soot guys. They are so cute. Oh. I love those little guys. You better believe it. You better believe it. A character with no mouth that's just cute.
Yeah.
Absolutely obsessed with that as a kid. I was easy that way.
A badge for everyone in the baths looks like they are in soup.
Hmm.
And then I bought 3 things of soup today.
I love that.
I was inspired.
That's lovely. Yeah, the bathhouse looked just dreamy. Just dreamy.
It was so beautiful.
The way they animate the water too. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a badge for specifically when the boiler man gives a thumbs up. When she's leaving and he's like, all right. It's like he doesn't really act like that for any of the rest of the movie, but I just loved it's a cute little moment.
A badge for the food in this looks so good.
So wow. good.
Wow.
Sort of similar. I have a badge for... maybe part of why it looks so good is I have a badge for there's such a satisfying weight to the objects in this movie. Mm, like when they mm-hmm. lift up like a heavy dumpling and drop it down, oh. or they eat it, or
yeah,
the way the water falls, or the way when you tug that object just out of the water demon, and that like everything, it just It's incredibly satisfying.
Oh, it's called an extra large stinker. I was not wrong.
It's called a stinker?
I was not far off with a big stinker.
I thought it was a stink spirit. Are you sure?
I definitely saw the word stinker on my screen. Now, maybe that's the translation in subtitles. Maybe they didn't have the guts to say in the English dub, stinker.
Maybe they didn't have the guts to say what it really is.
They wouldn't speak the truth. That guy was a stinker.
Stink spirit is what it's called.
Maybe it was an extra large stinker.
Stink spirit.
Badge for, I love these vacant-eyed birds. There's some aerial shot of like four of them in a tub, and they're just bobbing around. I love that.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Love.
Incredible.
I might take a bath after this. In fact, I'm definitely gonna.
Whoa.
Badge for, I wrote badge for colors. I wonder which part I was talking about. The colors are beautiful. They are. Oh, it was when
she
ran through that little place with the flowers.
I love those flowers.
Yeah, and then she steps out and I think you see the water or something, or you see a big, some scenery. And I was just, it's so beautiful.
Yes. Badge for, I am legit obsessed with this mouse.
I love that mouse. So cute.
Oh my God, that little fat mouse.
Oh, and what about when they fall asleep in her hands?
Stop.
Little chubby mouse and the bird are asleep in her hands.
I love that fat mouse. I love it.
When I was a kid, all I dreamt of was having some cute little thing in my hand asleep.
Yep.
Tiny.
Yep.
Sleeping. Yep. Safe.
Yes.
And later we would hang out.
Oh. And later we'll hang out.
Badge for, what I wrote was, can't take my eyes off of this rolling puking scene. And then I also wrote sorry. But
thank you.
It actually is like an incredibly engaging scene of just like the glopping and the blooping and the barfing and the running and the, like, it's the movement is just mystifying to me. But it's definitely awful. It's one of those things that as a kid I was like, I can't look at this. And now that I'm older and have more appreciation for a craft, I can watch it and be like, wow, that is really, really, really cool.
Yeah. Really cool. It looked very realistic. That guy was throwing up.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it, but I respect the artistry.
Yeah.
Badge for, that water looks so beautiful and inviting. The water in the bath, but also the water from the rainstorm, the ocean that it creates.
The water does look very inviting in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I have a badge for just generally little guys. I love these little guys.
Yeah, little guys.
The mouse.
Big
the
film
bird,
for little guys.
The whatever, the dust, the soot, they're little guys. This one thing that Miyazaki movies are going to do, they're going to have a little guy. And that I can appreciate. I can get on board with that.
They'll have a little guy. They'll have a big stinker.
Yeah.
A badge for the fat mouse napping. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
When that fat mouse took a nap.
Don't even start.
Don't
badge
get
for when
me
she gets
started.
To Granny's house and she finally has an ally. It just feels so good at the point in the movie where someone's finally like, I'm going to be nice to you.
Yeah.
And everything's going to be okay. And I'm going to help you 100% for no reason except for that it's just that part of the movie. And you're like, oh, thank God. Yeah, my final badge is just beautiful. So beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, very, very,
very beautiful
visually, and it makes you feel beautiful things. It's incredibly, it's an amazingly beautiful feat of art.
It's moving. It moves you in some way. Was I happy about where I got moved to? No.
I don't know.
But it did move me. Trages. I have a trage for, I've known you since you were very small. Sorry, what?
That's exactly what I said. I went, I'm confused. There were a number of times in this movie I went, what?
Huh?
But we do find out at the end. We do.
Kind of.
We do. He's the river. I'll actually say this now. This goes along with that. Trage for an existential environmental trage. This isn't actually the movie was supporting this, but I felt very sad after he said that the river was paved over and became apartments. when she said that.
Oh my God, I missed that completely.
So when she finds out at the very end that she's like, yeah, I think you were the river. And at the inopportune time that then they start falling from the sky and you're like, girl, you couldn't have waited until you got to the ground. She says like, oh, that river got paved over. That's probably why you can't remember your name, because it got replaced with apartments. And it really made me start to tear up. I'm like,
oh, wow.
That's so sad that we're just as we slowly destroy the earth and everything that we were given. And of course, it like upsets the spirit world and has an effect and ruins lives in some realm that we can't see.
Wow.
For us to just pave over everything.
God, I didn't hear any of that. I must have been so distracted by that hot dragon.
Your eyes were just sort of popping out of your head too much.
Boy-oy-oy. A trad for ew. This guy has too many arms. That's too many arms.
I love that guy. Trad for, oh, I hate those three head guys. I didn't like them as a kid, and I still don't feel like they're my friends.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like them bouncing around at my feet. Are they warm? I don't want to know.
ew.
Yeah, exactly.
Ew.
Welcome to my world.
I have a trad for pigs are cuter than this, okay? I don't think this was a flattering depiction of pigs.
No, these pigs look awful. These hogs. These ugly hogs.
These hogs.
These fugly hogs.
They made these hogs. Have you seen a pig in real life? They are cute.
They made these hogs fugly.
They're big stinkers, sure, but they're not in your face in the way that they are in this movie. I think it was slanderous to pigs. Slash hogs.
My final trage is so melancholy. Mm. I almost like, it's my own thing, but sometimes this movie almost, it like gives me some sense of anxiety that I'm like, I'm about to feel so much that I don't know if I can handle.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Yes. And that's why it's amazing. But you kind of have to be able to sit with it and make sure you're watching it with people you feel like safe with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It just somehow at the end, I feel such unanswered yearning that I just don't even want, I almost don't even want to feel it. But that's
damn
what being human is about.
Whoa. Trage for, what are we meaning when we say love? When we say that this 10-year-old loves this undying apprentice guy, this immortal guy with a bob. What is that? What's their dynamic? I don't understand. Trad, for this movie is long, okay? Bit long. Bit of a long film.
It
125
is long.
Minutes, that's long.
When I think about this movie, I think about it being long. I do think, oh, it'll take a while because of how long.
It's a while. It's not a quick watch. And my final trage is, I miss the fat mouse.
Yeah.
I want 2 hours and 5 minutes of the fat mouse doing absolutely anything.
Remember when it mimics what she just did and pretends to squash its foot on the ground and then...
I fucking love the fat
break
mouse.
Break the curse. So
when cute. It's running on the wheel and then it stops and pants for a little bit, I was like, that's me at gym. At the gym. I love the fat mouse.
I love the fat mouse.
My favorite
mouse.
Character from Cinderella is Gus Gus, also a fat mouse.
Gus
Gus.
A
little
is
stuffed
the
animal
best.
Version of Gus Gus. I love Gus Gus. I love a fat mouse. I really do.
I respect that very much.
And I was very sad. It's worst case. If you have a really cute fat mouse in front of you and then it turns into a giant human baby, that's 100% worst case scenario for me. And that is why it's my final trench.
Yeah, I understand that. That's bad news for you.
Uh-huh.
Well, Liana, shall
that's
we...
That's pretty much the last thing I would want.
Shall we shred our ticket on the train, spirit train?
Yes.
And choo-choo away to our next segment, how to pretend you've seen this film.
Yes.
This is for you are trying to take a bath. You're at the bathhouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Big spa bathhouse. You're clothed. You're clothed currently, to be clear.
Okay. Perhaps in a big fluffy robe.
Yeah, you're in a big fluffy robe.
Big nice fluffy robe.
And There's so many characters.
No Face.
Yeah, No Face comes up to you.
Big Stinker.
No Face comes up to you and goes,
extra large Stinker.
And No Face goes, ugh. And what No Face is holding out in his hand is the Wikipedia article for Spirited Away. Spirit is Away. He wants you to read it clearly. And you go, no. Oh, I understand because I'm at a bathhouse.
I don't need that.
You think that I want to know. No, that's so funny. Thank you. You turn away. He goes, You go, no, I don't want to know any facts right now about that movie. I don't want to. He goes, in order to stop No Name from.
No Face from. No opening face. Its big gob and eating you. We're going to give you a few sentences you can say to pretend you've seen the film Spirited Away.
This is one people will try to explain to you.
Yes, No Face, I've seen Spirited Away. It's got an attribute that I love that this bathhouse also has, which is no men.
He looks like a bad man. Yes, No Face, I have seen Spirited Away. You don't need to keep thrusting that Wikipedia article at me. That movie has a real undertone about criticizing human gluttony and greed. A number of the characters just want to gobble things up, either truly, literally, or metaphorically. Instead of just, you know, Sen is a character who often just lets things be.
Mm. Whoa. Yes, No Face, I've seen Spirited Away, or as I like to call it, Hogs and Frogs.
When they're trying to figure out the English
The musical.
Hogs and Frogs.
Hogs and Frogs.
That's so funny. It's such a different...
The Chihiro
story. Such a different vibe.
Hogs and Frogs visit the bog.
This fact about it that I looked up says, the scene where Yubaba blasts No Face was inspired by Dragon Ball. Oh, God.
Okay. Yep. I see that.
I see that. There were only so many pieces of media at the time. I'm sure they're all inspiring each other. It was Dragon Ball style. That just really sounds like something that some guy at a party would tell me about this movie.
Blasted Dragon Ball style.
So go ahead, guys. Take that one and use it on No Face.
That also sounds like how an American sushi restaurant would serve up an incredibly bastardized dish.
Inspired by Dragon Ball.
This role is blasted Dragon Ball style. Yes, No Face, I've seen Spirited Away. And I'm not going to sit here and listen to you speak to me about a film. That's frog work. And then a chorus of frogs.
I'm going to start
hop along.
That. I'm sorry. That's frog work. That's frog work.
That's frog work. I'm not doing that. That's work for frogs.
I look like a frog. Yes. Yes, No Face. I've seen Spirited Away. And of the two Miyazaki films that I watched the most as a kid, both include children moving. From their space at a young age, and perhaps this is inspired by the sort of fears that come along with that, the stresses.
Mm.
I don't know.
Damn,
it's an interesting adventure for a kid to go on.
Yes,
out of place. It's actually pretty sad.
She's getting melancholy. And with that, you stick a moldy ball into No Face's non-face. And he throws up so much that he can never speak about a film again. And thus we are able to take the train to our take the little bucket raft into our next segment, rowing our way along to Should You Watch This Or, in which we tell you if we think you should watch this movie or if you should do something else with your bath time.
First of all, absolutely could not stop laughing silently just now at you saying stick a moldy ball into No Face's mouth, which is exactly what she does in the film.
Yeah.
And here's the scene. Scene 14 where she sticks a moldy ball into No Face's face. That's right.
She sticks a moldy ball in someone's face three times in this film.
Which one's the third?
Which I would argue is three times too many.
It's one her own.
She bites it.
Yeah.
Being an idiot. That thing did not look for human consumption.
It's a multi-ball. It's a multi-ball right there.
Girl, that is a multi-ball.
Liana, do you think you should watch this film?
Listen, I have watched this film. Do you need to? No. I will not again, probably ever, if I'm being honest. What you could do instead, I wish I had a better encyclopedia of Japanese culture, film, and art. So that I could suggest an alternative option. Yeah. Unfortunately, I do not. What you could do instead is you could really fall down a rabbit hole of Japanese interior design, like tea houses, and oh my God, go to a Japanese garden. Oh. They're so beautiful. The tranquility levels there, off the fuck. I was at a Japanese garden 2 days ago. 3 days ago.
No way.
3 days ago.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a Japanese garden as a portion of Kew Gardens in England. Yes. I really love the aesthetic of Japanese design, like the idea of simplicity and, but also being very gorgeous and connected to nature.
I like that idea for me. I'm trying to kind of reflect more Japanese design, which is to be simple and also very gorgeous.
Uncomplicated and extremely gorgeous. The opposite of hogs and frogs. That's what I would say.
Which is canonically the opposite of hogs and frogs.
Sienna, what would you say?
Oh, I would say if you haven't seen Spirited Away and you're like, is it worth the hype? I mean, it's incredibly beautiful. It's definitely worth seeing in your lifetime. I think it's a really great piece of art. Like, definitely a lot of people put amazing work into it. And Miyazaki films are really kind of like, yeah, every frame is just taken. They take so much care. That's sort of like what the art form is taking way more care than you need to about every single corner. And it's pretty cool. That said, if you're like, I'm not sure if I want to watch right now, but I want the vibes that I get from it, then take a bath, romanticize your life, take a bath and eat a dumpling or a humbao in the bath.
Yes.
I also really love Totoro. So if you're looking for the childhood vibes, it's also sad in its own way. Their mom is sick, but it's really, really cute. Ugh. Anyway, yeah. I'd say have a romantic, you know, like have a window, find a bath and a nice window and eat delicious food and you'll be honoring that film.
Yes. Well, Sienna, what would you rate Spirited Away?
Spirited Away. It's a great question. I think it's like really amazing.
On holiday.
I will say I think this film is worth the hype. I'll say that. Like they put the All work right. in. Because of my own associations from childhood, yeah, I'd give it a 4.1 herbal bath tokens out of 5. It's very immersive and lovely. But yeah, sometimes it's just too melancholy to watch. Liana, what about you?
I have two different ratings that I'm going to have to take the average of. Because as an experience, watching it and seeing all those freaks, 2. Out of 5. Aesthetically, 5 out of 5, which becomes an average of, what is that, 3.5? Directly in the middle. Is that right? That's right.
Have we ever taken
3.5. Not that. In a long time, it. Baby. Ooh, it's been a while. 3.5 fat mouses out of 5.
Uh-huh.
Oh! I think, die for that fat mouse. I love it so much.
I love that. There were some good things you could take away from this one.
There were some. I benefited in some ways from this viewing.
I love that as your what's it called? Goodreads? What is it again?
Oh, letterbox.
As your letterbox review. I benefited in some way. A bit too long.
Not a
I benefited
L,
in some way.
But I did. I found a way. This is the thing with peeing. I don't feel that I benefit enough when I pee to justify the experience of peeing.
And let's bring it back.
We're full circle. Ooh, well, everybody, now that we are all squeaky clean, let's towel off. We have watched Spirited Away. We are tossed popcorn. If you have a fat mouse, please send a photo.
Please send it to us.
Please send me the fat mouse. We are on social media at Tossed Popcorn. We have a Patreon with a lot of bonus content and a free trial if you want to take a sneak peek at what's going on over there. And join us next week when we will be watching.
Oh! Oh. Somebody is smirking, and it isn't me. Moulin Rouge!
Oh, wow.
Well, thanks for listening. Thank you.
We love you.
Bye. Bye.
You can find us on Instagram as at Sienna Jekyll and at Liana Holston. Please check the description for the spelling of our dumb names. We put out episodes every Tuesday, so make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. See you next week on Tossed Popcorn. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check the iHeartRadio app.
Would you rather watch this movie or pee? One is quicker, but one benefits you less.
If I had a choice between seeing the fat mouse again and peeing, I would choose to see the fat mouse. But if I had to watch all of Spirited Away in order to get there, I would pee.
Cool.
That makes sense. That's my should you watch this for.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.